The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I think it was a bad call by Joe West. It looked to me like Betts had gone over the fence. I don't think there was enough to overturn it. If you're an Astros fan, you're looking at it, oh, no way, no way. If you're a Red Sox fan, it's like, oh, of course he's over the line. Just depends on your perspective.
If you're baseball, do you want to take away an outfielder's ability to jump up and rob a home run? I understand wanting to be close to the action. A couple feet separation between the playing surface, which is that yellow line, and some drunk guy with a beer isn't the end of the world.
Did you hear Deshaun Watson said, okay, I'm healthy now?
So he's healthy until this week when they
hurt him. When he gets hammered again, yeah, especially against a good Jacksonville defense.
When he gets hit 10 more times.
Yeah, I think for the Texans to have any chance, he can't be the Deshaun Watson we saw last week who couldn't move and was making bad decisions. Got to be the guy that we saw against Dallas and even against the Giants. If he plays like that, the Jaguars are capable of playing like garbage too.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz live here at Carbach. And if you're not here, you should be because the place is rocking. They're going to have the game on here as soon as we're done. So you can come out, catch your Astros tonight as they win the first of the three in a row they're going to win to beat the Red Sox. And we've talked a lot about that. So let's switch it up and get to some college football gambling because there's plenty of that going on. We will turn to one of our favorite guys, one of the mini geniuses from pregame.com. He's the lead college football analyst, Brad Powers. What's going on, Brad?
How you guys doing on this fine Thursday evening?
Oh. No, we're working in a brewery, so we can't complain.
That sounds pretty good.
Oh, yeah, this place is awesome. Hey, let's start with the game tonight because I find it a little bit intriguing. And I think all of us have kind of thought Stanford's a little bit phony this year. And I think Arizona State's a little bit phony. So I'm not really sure which way to go on this one. I'm hoping you actually like this game and have some insight.
I do. I like Stanford in this one. And to me, it's about the past pedigree of Stanford the last 10 years. They have lost not once, but in three straight games. So put that in perspective. Stanford hasn't lost three straight games in 10 years. They're coming off back-to-back losses. They've been in this situation five other times in the last 10 years. They've responded well. Five straight covers by 12 points per game. They get Bryce Love back. You're right. Stanford's not as good as what we expected. But, I'm just still not buying Arizona State. They've been a little bit better than what I anticipated, but still three losses already this season. Give me the more trustworthy opponent here. Give me Stanford minus the 2.5.
I have a game on Saturday that I like quite a bit, and I wanted to get your thoughts on. I think this Cincinnati team is one of the most underappreciated teams in college football. They play great defense, and I know Temple, after the slow start, has played really, really well. But I like Cincinnati quite a bit, and I love what Fickell has done with this team. Getting 3.5 points at Temple, you got any thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I think that's the key, 3.5, because a lot of threes have shown up in the marketplace. So you're in line with the money. A lot of money coming in on Cincinnati. It's a good spot for the Bearcats coming off a bye. You're right, they're flying a little bit under the radar, although they are number 20 in the AP poll. They're certainly not number 20 in my power ratings. I still am as, you know, maybe an average power five team, even despite the record here. And I fully know that they're in the group of five. But, you know, Temple's the type of team, and I think the number's only 3.5 because everyone analyzes the full season. I get that with Temple. They lost to Villanova early on in the season, looked like garbage. But this is the second year in a row under Jeff Collins that they really responded well after a poor 3-4 game early season start. So, to me, I'm kind of neutral on it. I think 3.5 is about right. But, I mean, push comes to shove, you tell me 3.5, I'd rather take the dog here in Cincinnati.
So I started the season loving Duke because I love Daniel Jones, and he got hurt, and I said, don't ever bet on Duke if they don't have Daniel Jones. And now he's back miraculously, and he looks fantastic. And this Virginia team won me some money last week, so I'm not anxious or I'm not eager to fade them, but I do like Duke minus 7. What are your thoughts on that matchup?
Yeah, I lean with Duke minus 7 here. I thought the number would come a little cheaper. I really want to play against Virginia off that big-time win. I mean, that's as big of a win as Virginia's had in probably a decade. I'll tip the cap to Bronco Mendenhall. He seems to have that program and turn in the right direction there. But Duke's been the more consistent team here the last 5-6 years. And keep in mind, if Daniel Jones doesn't get hurt, is he, you know, kind of rusty in that Virginia Tech performance? I'm not sure. I mean, you can kind of throw that one game out, and the rest of them, Duke's won. So give me the more trustworthy team here in Duke minus the 7.
Michigan State obviously going to get a lot of run this week, and Michigan State's been not only a cover machine against Michigan, I mean, they've been winning this game outright for a while now, but Michigan's got national championship aspirations, and they look like they finally got a quarterback. I like Michigan here. I don't think I'm going to play the game. I may play the over as sort of a correlated way to say that I like Michigan. But I just feel weird giving this number because of the recent history with these two.
Yeah, and let's say the number. Michigan State's covered 10 straight times in this series, 10 in a row, and it kind of coincides with the little brother comments by Mike Hart, the former Michigan running back. But I think that's being, you know, probably overemphasized in the marketplace. The reason why Michigan's not laying more is probably the past history of this rivalry. But, man, I look at it, Michigan, this is the most balanced team between offense, defense Michigan's had probably since 2006. On top of that, Michigan State somehow found a way to beat Penn State, but still the lingering injuries on offense, 6 starters either questionable or out for this game. That concerns me, especially against that Michigan defense. I like your correlated parlay. The only way Michigan, in my opinion, it gets this cover by more than 7, there's going to be a lot more scoring than 40 total points. I think Michigan correlated with the over sounds good to me.
A couple of local teams here I wanted to ask you about. Houston playing at Navy, minus 11.5. Navy pretty good at home, and they obviously with that offense they can control the ball. And I know Houston's got an explosive offense, but they can't score if they're not on the field, and I'm not impressed with their defense. I'm liking, and despite Navy's struggles this year, I'm liking them covering 11.5. What do you think of that one?
Yeah, I love that one. That's probably one of my top 5-6 picks of the week. I like Navy getting doubles in this one. The money's starting to come in on Navy. The line was 13 just about 48 hours ago. Navy's been struggling, but it's not like they've been out of a lot of games other than the Air Force one. Even last week, they led Temple 17-7 before they gave up the final 17 points. And part of that, you know, Navy scored a touchdown in the third quarter, called back by penalty. It was a horrendous call. So Navy could have easily beaten Temple last week as a home underdog. You're right. I'm just not trusting. Houston doesn't have the focus for a full 60 minutes for me, and you got to have that when you're playing a service academy. I think Navy gets a backdoor cover late in the fourth quarter. Give me the middies.
Listen, I've been fading Rice all year.
Me too.
They're one of the worst teams I think I've seen. They're down to a third-string walk-on quarterback. And this is one of those things I love because I've been betting Florida International all year, and they've been covering like fiends against a team that I absolutely hate. And I'm all over Florida International again.
I just think they're going to maul Rice. Am I making a mistake with that one?
No, I don't think so. And I should have listened to you guys last week. First time all year I bet on Rice against USC. That didn't turn out so well for me, 42-0. At this point, I just think Rice is unplayable, especially with a new quarterback coming in we don't know much about. I'll give Butch Davis credit. I mean, the guy continues to impress. FIU was one of the least experienced teams in the entire country heading into the year. He's overachieved expectations. It's a big number, but I definitely lean on the FIU side.
I don't have a great feel for the Ohio State-Purdue side. I tend to lean with Purdue a little bit, but I really like the over. I think this Ohio State defense is super questionable, and Purdue's actually done a good job of scoring. The over seems good to me. What do you think about the side and that total?
Yeah, I lean on Ohio State, but I think the over is the better call here. And, look, I love what I've seen from Dwayne Haskins, the Ohio State quarterback, 28 touchdowns, 4 interceptions so far this season. They really relied on his right arm. On the flip side, that Ohio State defense has allowed 22 plays already this season of 30 yards or more. Flip over to the other side. Can Purdue take advantage? I think they can. David Blau, a quarterback's been red hot the last 4 or 5 games. And they got a freshman wide receiver by the name of Rondell Moore. He has had at least one 40-yard play in every game he's played so far this season. Points of plenty. Give me the over, Ohio State-Purdue.
A lot of strange lines in the Pac-12 this week. Washington-Colorado has won a big number on Washington coming off the loss. But I think the one that is probably going to strike people as the most odd is the Oregon and Washington State line, and Oregon being an underdog to Washington State after coming off that big Washington win. I have a Oregon plus or a 200-1 national championship future that I'd like to see keep alive. What are my odds of keeping that alive through the end of this week?
It's a tough one. Very tough spot for Oregon. You mentioned it coming off that thrilling overtime win against Washington. Meanwhile, Washington State's coming off a bye. ESPN Game Day is going to be there for the first time ever. It's one of the most important home games in Washington State history, and they've been pretty good at home lately. 10 straight wins. First time that's happened for Washington State since World War II. And, boy, in the series, it's been all Washington State as of late. 8 straight covers for the Cougars, and this is more impressive to me, by an average of 17 points per game. Vegas is supposed to be the great equalizer. Not the case here in this rivalry. 8 straight covers again for Washington State by 17 points per game. Boy, 3, I think all that's priced into it. Maybe just the slightest of slight leans now at the current number on Washington State.
My guys at Fresno State, 5-1 against the spread this season. They keep rolling for me. This week I see that line come out, and it's New Mexico plus 16. And then suddenly I look again, and it's been bet down to minus 13.5. There's money coming in on New Mexico. What is that all about? And do you feel safe with me shooting with Fresno again?
Yeah, I'll take Fresno at the current number. And you're exactly right. At the start of the week, I didn't think too much of it. I just not built to be laying more than 2 touchdowns on the road. But now at the current number, are you kidding me? Not only 5-1 this year, but since Jeff Tedford took over Fresno State, 15-3-2. 15 wins, covers, 3 losses, 2 pushes against the number since he took over at the beginning of last year. I don't get all the New Mexico money here. Fresno State's got the best defense, in my opinion, in the Mountain West. Got a really good quarterback in McMarion and an underrated coach in Jeff Tedford. Give me the Bulldogs.
Fact about coaches when they cover.
Yep.
That's what we like.
This Oklahoma-TCU game is interesting to me. TCU now 3 straight losses, and almost since that second half of the Ohio State game where they just kind of crumbled, they haven't looked like the same team. And Oklahoma coming off the big rivalry loss. How do you feel about OU and TCU? And what about that over of 62? That seems a little low for two. I know Oklahoma can score. I think TCU can as well.
Yeah, I lean on the over in that one, but I kind of like Oklahoma a little bit more. Coming off a bye, reset, new defense corner, I think you get a 1-game bump there. And how about this? Last 30 times Oklahoma's coming off a conference loss, they've gone 30-0 straight up, 22-8 against the spread. So a very good team coming off a conference loss. And, you know, they had a bye week to think about the Texas loss, to regroup there, another bye week to prep here. And I just can't trust TCU. I mean, Robinson, the quarterback since game one, 6 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Give me the Sooners here minus the points.
What about Mississippi State LSU? Obviously, LSU, another team coming off a big win. I'll be honest, I have no feel for what Mississippi State is because at times they look like, wow, they can play with anybody in the SEC. At times they look like garbage. Is LSU due for a little bit of a letdown here, and is that why it went from 9 to 6.5?
Yeah, I think the situational spot that is being clearly priced in the line here, the fact that LSU's only laying 6 points now at the current number, I mean, they're off a big win against Georgia. Prior to that, had a big game against Florida. How many times can LSU get up in one season? But LSU does have a bye on deck before the big game against Alabama. On the flip side, Mississippi State's off a bye, has had LSU's number as of late, 4 straight covers for them. But you're right, Mississippi State's been relatively inconsistent on the offensive side of the ball. But one thing they can hang their hat on, and this is kind of a surprise because they lost their defensive coordinator, and Joe Moorhead, the new coach in Mississippi State, more known for offense. Right now, in the country, Mississippi State, not Alabama, not Clemson, not Michigan, Mississippi State has the number one scoring defense in the country. Give me the dog here, plus the points.
Another game that I was kind of curious about, UCLA finally gets a win last week, and I was on the other end of that, so that hurt a little bit. But now 10-point favorites at home against Arizona with a team that I don't know what the hell Kevin Sumlin did to Khalil Tate. He hasn't looked like the same player since he got there. What do you think about that game?
Yeah, 10 points is a lot. Obviously, Khalil Tate's not going to play for Arizona, but, I mean, how much has he been worth this season? I mean, coming in this season, I thought Khalil Tate was one of the most valuable players in college football, at least worth 7 to 10 points to a Vegas line, but he hasn't played like that this year. I think a little bit of an overreaction to UCLA getting that blowout win over Cal. I was with you. I had Cal. Cal just can't. The team having to stop turning the football over. UCLA benefited. They were +5 in turnovers in that one. I think at the current number of 10, even with a backup quarterback making his first start, give me Arizona.
All right. Ask you about two more before we let you go. USC has been really good at home, not so good on the road. Utah -7 in that one. You got any thoughts on that?
I like Utah, though, got a little bit earlier number, but let's talk about SC. Last 12 times USC's been an underdog, 1-11 against the spread, and it makes a lot of sense because when they can out-athlete you, out-skill you, and just rely on their players, they're fine. And a lot of times we see this at home where USC's 19-0 straight up under Clay Helton, but on the road, in an underdog role, when it comes down to Clay Helton, have now coach an opponent because they don't have that speed advantage at the skill positions. He's not very good. And I definitely think Whittingham is a superior coach. Nice spot here for Utah and Salt Lake City. Give me that -7.
Last game of the night, money play. I love Hawaii at home in games like this. And that's gone from -1 to -3. I know the BYU game was not good, but they're so good at home. You got any thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I'm on the other side. This is probably my strongest disagreement. I just worry about Hawaii's energy. Keep in mind, they opened the season in week 0. This is 9 straight games for them. They're a little bit depth shy. Quarterback got banged up a couple weeks ago. Nevada, speaking of quarterbacks, got their quarterback back last week. Ganji, you know, almost outright upset Boise State at home. I think wrong team's favor. Give me Nevada outright on the money line. Strong disagreement for me. We'll see who comes out on top. You guys killed me last week with the Rice bet.
No, usually when you tell me that, you wind up being right. So we'll see how it goes. That's Brad Powers. You can follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. He's a great follow on Twitter, has all kinds of cool stuff. Get his picks on pregame, lead college football analyst, and always fun to talk to. Brad, appreciate the time, my friend, and hope you win a bunch this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good, guys. Take care. Talk to you next week.
All right. So, yeah.
All right, let me tell you guys about Bill Advisor. And if you own your home, you need to listen up. This is important. This is a chance for you to save a lot of money right here. If you own a home, you know that shopping for a homeowner's insurance policy is not fun. It used to take hours to get a reliable quote. Someone came along and made it 15 minutes to save a few percent. Bill Advisor's got a new system that's even faster, and you're probably going to save a bunch of money. They're going to deliver you a firm insurance quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but a text message. I'm telling you, try it. Grab your phone now. Text the word money to 232323.
They'll ask for your address. Send that back. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And you're under no obligation. Just, I mean, what's the harm in checking it out? The savings are real, guys. The average homeowner saving over $790 a year. Real coverage with real savings real fast. It's 2018. Who has 15 minutes anymore? Bill Advisor is going to find you those savings in seconds. It's a new way to save and shop big on your home insurance. One more time, text MONEY to 232323 and get your home insurance quote from Bill Advisor.
Hey, guys, you know what would taste really good about the fifth inning tonight while you're sitting at home? Some Zumos. And, you know, maybe you should just swing by the store on the way home right now. Grab some, and you can grill it. You can do whatever you want with Zumos. It's going to be good no matter what you do, whether it's the party time sausage, which, by the way, that recipe's been passed down from generation to generation since 1908. And they've been making fantastic sausage for years over in the Beaumont area, and they're killing it in Houston now. I love the party time sausage. We use it for breakfast. We've used it on homemade pizza. We've used it for everything. We've grilled. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do with it. It's going to be great. They get several flavors. The boudin is fantastic. Grilled, smoked, steamed, or broiled. I mean, there's all kinds of ways you can do that. And their andouille sausage, man, truly authentic Cajun-style sausage. And it's great in gumbos, red beans and rice, or just straight off the grill. You can also mix it up with the boudin and really create a cool Cajun-style meal. And how about this? If you're going to be doing some deer hunting here pretty soon, and you get you some deer, guess what? They'll process it for you. Large variety of deer product options, including smoked sausage, green onion sausage, jalapeno and cheese sausage, breakfast pan sausage, boudin, ground chili meat, and jerky, just to name a few. And they're going to have drop-off locations. Houston inside the Beltway at 12634 East I-10, and in Beaumont at the Zumo Meat Company. You can find it in HEB. You can find it in Kroger. You can find it in Fiesta, Z-U-M-M-O. Make it a Zumo's weekend.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here from Carbach, which will be a great place to watch the game tonight. A couple of follow-ups that we didn't get to because we had Brad on, but Longhorn Dimitri says, I feel like ASAP Science is five nerds in a strip mall. Yeah, that's probably true. And Keith said his four-year-old just started randomly singing along with the Gym of the Day song.
Congrats.
Future Blitzer in the making, and happy birthday, Jong. Yeah, it's Jong's birthday, so you guys wish him a happy birthday. That's one reason why I'm being a lot more careful in terms of if there's going to be adult subject matter in the Gym of the Day, because I realize how popular it's become with almost every kid in the car in America. They all sing along with the Gym of the Day song. It is the, you know, it's a great way to understand, you know, how the songbird of America created that song.
That's it.
And that's why kids love it. So, yeah, I know there's a lot of kids, so I do my best to not, I mean, I at least warn you now if they probably shouldn't be listening to the actual gym, but singing along with the song is always encouraged. I didn't realize how close we were to HISD over here. It's like the main building is like, because if I worked there.
Is it where the football fields are over there?
Yeah,
is that the main building?
That's the main building, yeah. Man, if I worked there, I would be here every night because, for one thing, I'd be miserable, and I'd need to drink every night, and this place is right here.
Yeah.
And guys, if you haven't been out here, they have done such a nice job with the beer garden, with the restaurant here. I mean, it's really classy and really nice. I know we're honks for Carbach, but I love this place, man. It's just it's a cool place. The menu's fantastic. Good date night place. Bring the wife or the girlfriend, either one. Arturo asks, how much has the addition of Alex Cora helped Boston against the Astros? I think it doesn't hurt. I think adding J.D. Martinez might have been the big the big addition there that's made the difference between last year's team and this year's team. Because that guy is just amazing. And I don't think it hurts. But I don't think managers – I still don't believe managers have as big an impact on the sport as most people do.
I mean, I think they can impact, like, chemistry and things like that more than anything.
Yeah, and, you know, get guys who are hot at the right time and things like that.
We've talked about this before. Baseball managers, I feel like, have the least amount of impact on a game. I mean, relative to football and basketball and hockey coaches.
Right, because but that doesn't mean they don't do anything. I don't want to give that impression. But, you know, sometimes it's just a change of voice in the room makes a difference, too. The guys will tune coaches out. And it happens in every sport. Even guys who've been successful over the long haul, when they start to fall apart, players will quit listening. And sometimes you just need a different voice. But I think, obviously he's done a great job there. The fact is, that's just a very good baseball team that's had one hell of a season. And if the Astros can come back and beat those guys, they've accomplished something. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you wish to text the show, you can do it.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. Your floors took a beating over the summer. Now that the kids are back in school, get your carpets taken care of, guys. They've got their fall special going right now. Get 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100, and they'll throw in a free speed dry. I know everybody likes to have the lighter colored fabrics nowadays. That looks good, but if you don't take care of them, it don't look good. It looks beat up. Get their fall carpet special right now. 3 rooms, carpet or tile, clean for $100. 281 Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. They're not using the soaps or the chemicals that the other guys use. They're using the best technology in the game. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning air ducts, upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, you name it. They'll come out and they'll clean the inside of your car if that's what you want them to do. 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. You'll get 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100. It's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Guys, guess what? We've been talking gambling and gambling and gambling. You know where to do it. MyBookie. Go to mybookie.ag. And I'll tell you what, man. It's the only site I've been using for the last couple years because it has everything I could possibly want. You want to bet baseball? Done. Hockey? Done. NBA. College basketball coming up. Of course, NFL and college football. And horses, CFL, all of it. And the cool thing about it is I know if I win, I'm actually going to get paid because they're safe, reliable. They've been in business for years. And you win, they pay. And that's not the case with a lot of these sites. A lot of these places, putting in your money is part of the gamble. That's not it at MyBookie. In-game betting, so if you get home late, like I've already missed the start of the Penguins-Leafs game, if I want to get in on that, I can still do it.
Live bet.
That's right. They got you covered. So on your computer or mobile phone, just Google MyBookie. Or go to mybookie.ag, get your account started. Listen, guys, this offer is not going to last much longer. They'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. So if you've been thinking about it, you've been on the fence, now's the time to jump in. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at Carbach. Nice crowd here. People having a good time. All the beautiful people are here. I mean, not us, but
my boy DJ came out.
Yeah, he did. Was cool enough to get me one of the beers that was stolen from me, which I didn't think I was going to be able to replace. So,
and now you have.
And I'm buying him one because that's really cool. That's probably the coolest thing. That's the one thing. As bad as it sucked getting robbed like that, and the listener who got me the signed Gordie Howe picture.
Ah.
That was pretty cool, man, I got to say. Astros lineup tonight, we haven't mentioned too much.
We did mention that Mariznick
is batting ninth. So here's your lineup: Bregman, Springer, Altuve. Altuve DHing.
Man, he's gimping out there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what?
He's gaming, though.
He is.
He's gaming. Correa back to cleanup after a pretty good night. He finally started to look like himself a little bit. Still not driving the ball.
No.
But he's getting hits. And Yuli 5th, he needs to wake up. Marwin 6th. Tony Kemp 7th. Tony Kemp may be my favorite Astro.
He's up there.
Not just because he's fun to watch, but because he recognizes us as the number one sports show in Houston. Martin Maldonado 8th. Over under on pass balls tonight for him?
I'm going to go. I'll go with 1.5.
Okay. I'll go over.
Okay.
I'm going to say 2.
Everybody's so worried about this sign stealing that they're all mixed up on sign. Nobody knows what they're doing.
Mm. Yeah, did you see the rest of Major League Baseball is all pissed off that they didn't get punished?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't blame them, honestly. Like, I mean, now's not really the time to talk about it while they're still in the playoffs, but you do that once, okay. You can, like, maybe come up with, oh, it was a mistake. You do it twice, you look like you're a cheater.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, you are cheating.
So.
And batting ninth, the guy who will be the key to victory tonight, no doubt, one Jake Mariznick. I like to call him Yake.
Thomas tweeted us earlier, the worst call was the two-out, two-strike pitch that got ruled foul tip after review showed a no-contact strike turned into a grand slam. I thought that was Jackie Bradley Jr., right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he got on first, and then he was immediately thrown out stealing second. So I don't think that play turned out to matter.
Wasn't that the night before? They're running together.
I think that was last night.
No, it was two nights ago. Yeah.
Yeah, so the grand slam that turned into was two nights ago. But last night, Jackie Bradley Jr. said he tipped the ball, did not. And the umpire was like, yep, he tipped it. Everybody had to come back. It was 0-2. And then he walked him, four straight balls. And then Jackie Bradley took off. Gun first pitch he took off and got roasted, and that was the end of the inning. So that didn't cost the Astros last night.
Yeah, it's
but it was more it's just questionable more, umpiring,
right, and it just seemed like they were on the wrong side of everything, and I could see why people were frustrated with that. Is that fair?
Yeah, but right. I mean, like, it's questionable. Everything that's going on behind the plate is so weird. You mentioned the pass balls, Maldonado last night. He's, like, trying to convince the ump that the ball hit off the bat and went into his glove.
Yeah, that was – what the hell?
It was 6 to 8 inches from his bat. I don't know how he thought that had happened, but
– I mean, how do you even think that's going to work?
I don't know.
I mean, okay, if it's, like, within a millimeter, okay, but that thing was what – I mean, 3 inches easy. Or, as I would tell my wife, 7 inches easy, yeah. 713-7 ESPN. But yeah, I'm interested to see what happens tonight. I feel very good about Verlander starting. I think they need to get 6 out of him the way this bullpen's going. So usually he's good for that. It'll also be interesting to see, because the only times he's really seemed to struggle has been from the stretch. So he kind of needs to keep guys off base.
Yeah.
Because this lineup is just so.
It's deep.
Yeah.
He's pretty good at sports, though.
And I think if you had one playoff game that you had to win, I don't think there's another pitcher that I'd rather have out there right now than Verlander, to be honest with you. I mean,
I'm trying to think. I don't know that I can argue with you.
Because I don't trust Kershaw and Sale as much in the postseason.
Maybe Max Scherzer, but his team can't even make the playoffs.
Yeah, he's got to get there, right?
Yeah.
but I feel like they're going to go tonight and get a victory, send it back to Boston, and then take your chances from there. But it'll be fun to watch. I hope they extend the season. Somebody said, do you think MLB prefers Astros or Red Sox? Major League Baseball doesn't care. You know who cares is Turner.
Yeah, TBS.
And the TV stations care. And, of course, they want the Red Sox. They want
is the World Series on TBS? Is it on Fox?
Maybe Fox. Well, Fox, then Fox wants it too. That's who they want. They're going to want Red Sox Dodgers. They want ratings.
Yeah.
Houston-Milwaukee would not be a great ratings thing.
No.
But it has, I mean, Major League Baseball really has nothing to do with it. They've already gotten paid by Fox. They've gotten paid by TBS. So they don't really have a rooting interest in terms of that. So I know that seems to be the narrative is, oh, MLB wants this. Nah, they don't really care. They got their money from those guys already.
Yeah.
If you're Fox and you want to sell a bunch of ads, yes, you want Red Sox Dodgers. So I hope that clarified it for you. John, did you say something? Did I hear something? Okay. It's
yeah, you better not be talking on your birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys have any big-time birthday plans?
I'm going to go eat dinner with the wife and my parents.
Well, that's nice. You going to be able to watch the game while you're doing that?
I'll probably be streaming it on my phone.
Ah. That's become a thing. I do that all the time now. If I'm out somewhere and the game I want's not on, I'm watching on my phone. It's probably not good for your eyes, but it's so cool the world we live in that you can watch a baseball game on your phone.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. Yeah. And not just baseball, but like if I can't get the UH game on TV, I can sit there and watch it on my phone, which is pretty amazing. All right. Well, we have one segment left. That's it. Golly, the shows have flown by so much lately. It's been amazing. Do we have my man Lawyer Dave, John?
No, he hasn't called in.
He didn't? Okay. Well, you know what? I could probably do it without him. He's probably in court.
That happens.
That's what he does. He's out there defending the Blitzers. And, guys, if you had any kind of accident, and you live in Houston, you've had an accident. Some of you may have one today. Just give Lawyer Dave a call, man. Whether it's a car accident, 18-wheeler, industrial, workplace, slip and fall. I guarantee you if you work in our building and you're on that second floor and it's wet, you're going to slip and fall. Well, Lawyer Dave is a guy to call. He takes care of Blitzers. And you know what? If you were in the hospital and got bad drugs or negligence from a doctor or a hospital, he handles that. And you know what? If you're in that accident and you're like, man, I don't have any money. I can't go to the doctor. They're going to put you with a doctor. You don't pay him a dime unless you win. He doesn't charge for his consultations. So you can call him and just say, hey, Dave, do I have a case here? And if you don't, he'll tell you. And if you do, guess what? He's going to take it, and you don't owe him anything until he wins, because he doesn't win unless you win. And let me tell you, Dave has handled some things for me. He's a good friend. He's a hell of a lawyer. But whenever I've had to use him, he has been a bulldog. He will just kick the crap out of those guys. He will also come to Beaumont, as far away as El Paso, wherever in Texas. Man, he practices everywhere. Give him a call. 713-626-8900 is the number. 713-626-8900. Or go to Twitter. It's at Lawyer Dave Law. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz, with Fred and AJ.
Yeah. All right, we are back on The Blitz, last segment here at Carbach Brewing and Restaurant. I really recommend you come out here. They've got a bunch of great beers on the wall. Bunch of great food. They've got some of the Carbach Research and Development beers that you can only try here. And unfortunately, I haven't gotten to taste any of them, but I've heard they're really good.
Well, DJ's trying one. So
DJ's trying one.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
So
at least someone's enjoying. But, yeah, and we'll be at Prime Social tomorrow.
Prime Social tomorrow, Jack's Grill on Monday. So we'll be out.
We're never going to see the studio again, is what you're saying.
Not until next Tuesday. So no one will get to see us on live stream and look at us and say, wow, you guys are losing so much weight. You look wonderful.
No one's going to say that.
No one's going to say that. No.
Nope. No. No one is going to say
that. They're
going
to say, oh, God, why am I watching these two clowns? Yeah. All right. You got to hop in on Hollywood?
I do. Let's start with let's start with Eminem, who John, what did you think of Eminem's album that came out a few weeks ago?
I liked it.
Okay, like, did you think it was the best album of the year?
I don't know if it's the best album of the year. It's much better than what he did last year.
Okay, best hip hop or best selling hip hop album of 2018 as of today, by a good sight, beating out Drake, Post Malone, XXXtention, and Cardi B.
Isn't that Extension guy the one that died?
Did he die?
Yes. Oh. Somebody got shot. I
yes,
remember
he
his
died.
Name like it. Yeah, that's probably why it sold so much.
RIP extension.
See, I contributed something there.
Thank you, Fred.
The only other thing I know is that I won't eat M&M's mom's spaghetti. That's it.
Yeah, it's like the old ham.
exactly.
So, it also shot, kill shot the diss track, shot to the third highest amount of views for a music video within 24 hours of being uploaded. 38.1 million views. It's the best total of all time for a hip-hop track, beaten only by Taylor Swift's Look What You Made Me Do, which hit 43.2 million, and Idol, which beat the all-time record with 45 million views in August, which is... And what is BTS?
That's a Korean... Cool kids, no, no, that's a Korean boy band.
That's the all-time highest viewed... song on YouTube is a Korean boy band.
Yeah, they're pretty big. They're like worldwide. Guessing. Yeah, worldwide, very very big.
I mean, that is fascinating.
It makes you realize that America's not so great again. If we've got Korean bands going around beating all our people,
Taylor Swift needs to get it together.
Yeah, my guess is they're more popular than NSYNC and Backstreet Boys.
Like in their prime, NSYNC and Backstreet Boys?
Yes.
Oh, boy. I mean, that's good for them, I guess. I've never even heard of them. What's BTS stand for?
I don't know. I'm not a big Korean pop fan anymore.
Oh, that's too bad. The Bridge, episode 2 of season 9 of The Walking Dead, brought in 4.9 million total viewers and scored a 2.0 in adults 18 to 49. That is the lowest ratings the series has seen ever in its history, which, you know, 9 seasons, there's a good run. Its current lowest total viewership still stands at 4.7 million viewers from season 1. But that was the previous low for an episode was 2.4 million in that demographic. And two, I mean, that's a bad number for The Walking Dead. I'm telling you, it's not good. Using both measures of viewership, The Bridge dropped by about 20% from season 9's premiere, which also set new lows for the show. It had the lowest turnout in 18 to 49 for a Walking Dead season premiere and the lowest total viewers since the season 1 premiere. And even though these ratings are relatively low, it was only beat out by Sunday Night Football for the night. So, I mean, Walking Dead's not what it used to be, but there's still a ton of people out there watching it. And Wendy Williams, she wasn't a fan of Selena Gomez and Pete Davidson's relationship. It's RIP to that relationship, by the way. It takes away all hope for regular-looking dudes to marry chicks like Ariana Grande. But a day after...
You can marry him, you just don't get to keep him.
Right. Williams talked about it on her show, and she said, "Too much, too fast, too young, too not ready for the world." While hitting all the reasons why she felt that the relationship didn't work, she said, "How can you get well, you know? She's got the lupus and the kidney transplant." Then she realized her mistakes. She thought she was talking about Selena Gomez, and she said, "Sometimes I get my problematic children twisted."
I do that all the time, yeah.
You confuse pop stars?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, Ariana Grande looks totally healthy to me, like 100% healthy.
So you would?
You wouldn't?
I'm not commenting. I'm just saying.
No, I wouldn't because I'm married.
Well, of course. That was my point.
And I'm a gentleman.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But she's available.
She is available.
Just saying.
And that, friends, is Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right. Well, fun show today. This is a... Man, they fly by so fast these days. You know, it's funny. I know it's so easy when you have something to talk about like the Astros, but my goodness. I can't remember the last time I got to a show. I'm like, dude, this is dragging.
Yeah.
It's been a while. But I'm just glad I feel good again. Yesterday was rough, man. I'm surprised I made it through it, to be honest with you. But totally back to normal today. Feeling fantastic. Ready to enjoy the game tonight. Get my butt home and chill and hopefully see an Astros victory.
Yeah.
Flip over and Watch my Maple Leafs and the Penguins on the breaks between innings.
There you go. That's the spirit, Fred.
Yeah, and then after the Astros game, I'm going to watch a college football game.
Okay. And sound like your night's planned out.
My night is planned out. It's 1-0 Penguins after one. So,
literally, you're the only person who cares about that.
I know. I know. I am the only person who cares about that. But guess what? I do.
Yeah, well,
so there.
It's your show.
It is. Oh, it's partially. It's really your show. I just, you know, I steal moments of it.
Okay.
What it works out to. All right. That's going to wrap it up. I want to thank John Lee. And once again, happy birthday, dude. Enjoy your evening. I can't believe you're 34. Got a little Joe West to take us out. Is he actually singing this one, John?
You'll be out at home.
Oh, this is so awful. I love it. All right. Great job by A.J. Hoffman today. Pretty good job myself. Come see us tomorrow at Prime Social. Till then, stay sporty, bitches.
Be out at home.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.